弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴在主日可以在殿里神的殿中我们来敬拜我们的神。
We're so glad to worship our God in his holy temple.
那现在已经是2023年了哈。
It's 2023.
我们今年教会的主题是什么？
What is the theme of a church?
如果你打开周报的话，在周报里就已经印给大家了。
Refer to your bulletin.
就是同心合意。兴旺福音啊。
What's the English version? Yes. Preach the gospel in one accord.
Yeah. 看来我们需要常常提醒大家才能记得住哈。
We need this constant reminder.
我们去年已经跟大家分享了，我们将计划在今年跟明年两年来推动福音的工作。
We communicated with the congregation that we are going to use the next 2 years for outreach.
好，在今天开始分享之前，我们先做一个简短的祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们为新的一年来感谢主。
Father, we thank you for this new year.
为新的一年，我们生活中有新的篇章。
For this new chapter.
我们为新的一年，我们当中有新的故事。
For the new story you're going to write.
我们为新的一年。主你赐给我们新的恩典
And for your grace is renewed.
为这一切我们献上感谢
And we give you thanks for all of this.
为我们今天所分享的我们恭敬交托在主的手中
We dedicate the message we're going to share today.
愿主让我们同感一灵
Move us with one spirit.
愿主的话语滋润我们的心
May your Holy Spirit pour into our hearts.
也激励我们走这条属天的道路
To encourage us on this journey.
我们这样祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
Pray all this in your son Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们做基督徒的有很多的好处
We have many benefits as a Christian.
到底有什么好处呢
What are those benefits?
那不信主的人常常会问我们你做基督徒有什么好处
So the unbelievers often ask Christians, what benefits do you get?
你家庭很幸福吗
You have a happy family?
啊，没有信主的人说我的家庭也更幸福哈。
I do too.
你要有一个儿子，说不定他有三个哈。
I may have more sons than you.
如果你的孩子可以上大学，他的孩子可以去常春藤哈。
You kids go to good college. My kids are in Ivy League.
你做基督徒有什么好处？是不是你工作更好，赚钱更多哈
？You're gonna make more money with a better job.
你可能你一年的薪水是100,000。
Maybe you have 100K.
没信的人告诉你我一年的薪水可以挣200,000
But the unbeliever may have 200K
所以我们做基督徒有什么好处
So what are some benefits?
我们常常讲我们基督徒的盼望是在天上
We often say that we have our hope in heaven
将来耶稣基督再来的时候
When Jesus return
神的国度在地上建立的时候
God's kingdom established on earth
那么今天呢现在呢是不是我们在地上只有背着十字架来跟随主啊
Is it just for us to carry our own cross to follow the Lord?
听起来好像负担蛮沉重的啊
It's a heavy price to pay.
所以今天我们就来思想这个问题。
So let's ponder on this.
我们基督徒有什么好处
What are some of our Christians benefits?
新的一年我们开始新的正道的系列。
We're going to begin a new sermon series.
这个系列就在约翰一书。
In 1 John.
我们会接连下来的几个月会讲约翰一书、二书跟三书。
For the next couple months, we're going to go through 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John.
那么使徒约翰在约翰一书里面所讲的一个主题。
The theme that Apostle John elaborated in 1st John.
就是说基督徒怎么样彼此的相爱
is for Christians how to love one another
所以基督徒的信仰离不开团体的生活
So Christian faith is inseparable from the community
所以大家要彼此的勉励互相的监督
So we remind and hold each other accountable
所以今天就让我们一起来思想我们基督徒过团体生活的时候然后这个团体生活对我们生命意味着什么
So let's consider and ponder on why is it important for us to be in fellowship with one another.
所以在进入这个正题的经文之前我们先来看整个书卷的一个结构。请下一页。
So before we enter into the details, we're going to look at the whole structure of the book.
不知大家能不能看得清楚哈，我们这个是在，不过没有关系，我们会把它放在网站上，大家可以下载的哈。这个就是图表，是约翰一书的图表。
This is the chart for First John.
这个呢，整个这个约翰一书大概可以分成三个部分哈。
Could be divided into three parts.
那这个第一部分呢，就是讲到上帝是光。
The first part is about God is light.
那么第二部分就讲到上帝是公义。
Second is God is the righteousness.
第三部分讲到上帝是爱。
Third part is God is love.
那么整个书卷的主题，这是在第二章的二十八节。
The key verse is in chapter 2, verse 28.
就是你们要住在主里面。
You shall abide in the Lord.
所以呢，我上面的标题是写到说基督徒怎么样与上帝相交。
So the theme is how Christians abide in God.
下面则是讲到基督徒怎么样彼此的相交。
On the bottom part, how Christians have fellowship with one another.
所以约翰根据了神的这三个不同的属性来反复的来论证基督徒与上帝相交和彼此相交的这个特点。
So this fellowship with God and with other Christians are the theme that John revolved around.
好，下一张是英文的哈。这个图都会我们放在网站上，大家可以下载。
On our website.
Yeah. 那现在的话，我们就来看一下今天的经文，我们只有四节哈。
Now we're gonna read some scriptures.
那这四节经文呢，就是在约翰一书的第一章一到四节。
First John, chapter 1, verse 1 to 4.
那么这部分是前言哈。
The preface.
那是讲到说这个书概括了这整个书卷的一个中心的思想。
That summarizes the key idea.
那么如果有圣经的话，就请你打开约翰一书第一章哈。
So please turn to First John.
我来读中文，然后 Rachel 来读英文。
Christian will read in Chinese, I'll read in English.
约翰一书第一章，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证。将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was in the Father and was manifested to us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
所以基督徒有什么好处呢？
So what are Christians' benefit?
第一个好处就是我们可以与上帝相交。
To have fellowship with God.
因为基督徒的生命是来自于自由荣有的神。
Our life comes from this I am.
是来自于神的儿子耶稣基督的。
From Jesus Christ.
所以基督是上帝的儿子。第三节。
Verse 3, Jesus is the Son of God.
那么他是起初原有的。
He exists from the beginning.
就是第一节所讲的那起初原有之道。
The word is from the beginning.
所以这个经文从第一节到第三节，整个这三节经文是一句话。
So verse 1 to 3 is one sentence.
这句话讲的是什么呢？这句话讲的就是说，我们将生命之道传给你们。
Talks about we pass to you the word of life.
这个我们是指约翰，指他和其他的使徒。
We refers to the apostles.
这个你们是指到当时的收信的教会。
That you refers to the church.
所以这个目的呢是在第四节哈，就是使信徒可以相交。
The purpose is for believers to fellowship with one another.
然后呢，结果呢是喜乐充足。
The result is that your joy may be full.
在原文的这个经文里面，这个生命之道啊， 是放在这个句子的首位的。
In the original text, the word of life is placed at the beginning of the sentence.
为什么放在首位呢？就是要强调生命之道。
To emphasize that, the key is the word of life.
这个生命之道就是来自于基督的。
Which is from Christ.
那么我们看到约翰在他这卷书第一开始讲到起初原有生命之道等等这些哈。
We see the some words frequently appear here. The word of life, in the beginning.
我们就想起了创世纪第一章第一节怎么说？起初神创造天地。
That is similar to Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
大家有没有想到约翰福音的第一章第一节怎么说？
And the gospel.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning, the Word was with God. The Word is God.
所以是同样的道理。
The same expression.
所以基督是永远的，是与神同在的。
God is eternal and with the Father.
第二节的时候，他特别用括弧来解释这个生命之道。
In verse 2, there is a parenthesis to further explain.
是基督的永恒的特性，他不是被造的。
Christ is eternal and he is not created,
乃是与上帝同等,
but equal to God.
所以我们基督徒的生命啊，就是基督生命的一个衍生。
So Christian's life is a continuation of the life of Christ.
就是基督生命的一个延续。
It's a continued life.
所以这样就说为什么我们可以与神相交。
That's why we can abide in God.
这个是在基督里面有这样的基础的。
Christ is the foundation.
我们知道不同的动物有不同的特性。
We know that different animals have different characteristics.
我们当中有养狗的，你知道狗有狗的特性。
If you are a dog owner, you know dogs.
我们当中有养猫的，你知道猫有猫的特性。
Or cats.
你不能让那个猫有了狗的特性，或者那狗有的猫的特性，它就不是它的本身东西了，对不对？
Cats can't have the characteristics of dogs. Vice versa.
Vice versa. Right?
Vice versa.
所以说，我们基督徒的话，是有基督的特性在我们的身上。
So we must share the characters of Christ.
所以我们自然而然我们就可以与神相交的。
So that we can abide in God.
因为基督的特性在我们身上会显现出来。
Because his character manifested in us.
我常常会碰到有人说，因为知道是我是牧师，对方不一定是基督徒，他说，哎呀，但是我对教会很尊敬的。
Oftentimes I have a conversation with unbelievers and they say, I respect the church.
圣经也很不错，讲的一些个道德的这个原则都很好。
And the Bible is good moral teaching.
但是其实他不知道这些道德的东西不是凭空而来的。
But what they don't know is the morality doesn't come from nowhere.
这些道德的东西深深的滞藏在什么？基督的生命的里面。
But morality deeply rooted in Christ.
所以这个是从神而来的。
That's from God.
所以我们得救的基督徒，我们应该跟神保持那种畅通无阻的一种什么？那种交通当中。
So the born again Christian should be in good communication with God.
那是一种非常的甜蜜哈。
Which is a really sweet experience.
一种非常的甜美。
Very sweet.
那么在这个交通当中，我们知道圣灵就扮演了一个非常重要的角色。
In this fellowship with God, the Holy Spirit plays a role.
但是这个也是大家最困扰的地方哈。
But it's also confusing for some.
因为讲到圣灵的话，有人就会走到极端哈，跑到灵恩派的那一边哈。
And then, when we talk Holy Spirit, people may go extreme.
单纯的追求圣灵的恩赐。
To just pursue the gifts from the Spirit.
但是我们要知道，圣灵其实在我们的心里是常常不断给我们提醒。
But the Holy Spirit actually lives in us to remind us.
那以前我碰到一个刚刚信主的人，他就跟我分享，他说这个圣灵啊，我就很搞不清楚他是怎么工作的哈。
A new believer once asked the question, I don't know how Holy Spirit works.
既然他是从上帝那里来的哈。
If he comes from God.
上帝不是很有能力吗？
Isn't God powerful?
他说这个圣灵应该也是非常很有能力的哈。
So should the Holy Spirit.
你在他身上可以看出他有很大的能力在那里动来动去，但是好像 没有看到有那么大动静哈。
But I didn't see any actions of the Holy Spirit.
其实我们不晓得这个内住的圣灵在我们心里面是以不一样的方式来工作的哈。
But we know the Holy Spirit dwells in us to work.
所以圣经常常讲圣灵以怎么样以不住的叹息来怎么样为我们祷告的。
In the Bible, it says the Holy Spirit pray with us for with the groanings.
所以寻求借助圣灵跟上帝来沟通呢，不是说突然间我读到一段经文，哇，一个有一个灵光闪现啊。
So it's not from like a flash of thoughts from the Holy Spirit.
那也不会说突然间哪一天神给我一个梦，告诉我一些什么事情啊。
Or revelation through a dream.
这些事情都会发生。
It could happen.
但是这些是什么？是建立在我们跟神那种持续不断长久的一个沟通当中。
But it has to be based upon a long-term communication with God.
有人会问陈牧师，到底这个圣灵怎么跟我们讲话？
You may ask, how on earth does Holy Spirit speak to us?
为什么我们很多的时候听不到他在跟我们讲话？
Why I never heard his voice?
其实就是说我们跟神的一个互动啊，是要常常有一个顺服的心哈。
It's about obedient to in your interaction with God.
我们越顺服圣灵，怎么样？你就会从圣灵那里得的更多。
If you exercise obedience, you're gonna gain more from the Holy Spirit.
如果常常的不顺服的话，你想，我们从神那里得的是越来越少的。
And if you if there is more disobedience, you're gonna get less.
就好比你有一个好朋友。
Just like if you have a friend.
然后呢，他遇到什么事情都会来跟你商量哈。
And whenever he runs into anything, he will come and talk to you.
那么你会怎么样？会给他一些建议，对不对？
And you might offer advice.
那么第一次你给他建议呢，他笑一笑，没有当回事。
And if he just dismisses your advice with a smile.
那第二次你再给他建议的时候呢，他呢脸上开始有点不高兴了。
And then the second time you offer advice, he is upset.
那第三次你再给他建议的时候呢，他已经开始怎么样，开始心生怨言了。
And the third time he grudges.
那么第四次的话，你再给他建议，他不高兴，最后怎么样？他开始跟你 talk back 了哈。
Then the fourth time you offer advice, he would talk back to you.
那么下次你给他建议时，你会不会多想想了
？And then the next time, would you take a second thought before you offer?
虽然是朋友，但你想还是，既然说了都没有什么好的作用，你想这话到嘴边你都要咽回去，是不是
？So whatever you're gonna say, you're probably gonna take it back.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们跟圣灵的工作也是一样的道理哈。
The same way how Holy Spirit works.
他说个什么，我们就把他把它删掉哈。
We dismiss or delete it.
那么时间久了，你删的太多了哈，你就不会有新的东西出来了。
And over time, he's not going to speak to you.
所以这是一个跟神的一个甜美的一个过程。
So that's the fellowship with God.
我们感谢主，我们去年在这个退休会的时候，在马里布，那么很多弟兄姐妹都有个很好的感受哈。
I think during our retreat last year in Malibu, we experienced this fellowship.
其实这种不只是去 retreat 才可以得到，其实我们很多时候，我们单单安静去亲近神，我们都可以从神那里得到这样的感受的。
But this quiet time, this sweet fellowship should be an normal experience with God.
所以我们从神的相交中可以得到这种甜美。
So we can get this great experience with the if we abide in God.
这个甜美是没有办法用其他的东西可以替代的。
This sweet experience cannot be replaced by anything else.
那么基督徒得的好处，除了从我们可以跟神这种相交之外，我们还有就是我们可以跟弟兄姐妹相交。
Another Christian benefit is that believers may have fellowship with one another.
因为耶稣已经把这个生命之道向我们显现出来了。
Because the Christ manifested the word of life.
可能有人会说，那么 基督徒怎么样才能把这个生命之道显明出来呢？
You may ask how Christians could manifest this word of life.
因为基督毕竟是神嘛。
Because Christ is God.
但是我们是人呢，我们都很软弱。
But I am human.
但是我们不要忘记耶稣基督的人性哈。
But let's not forget, Jesus is also a human.
那么他身上所显示的上帝之道，向我们显示说，这个是。是完全可以在这个世界上行得出来，做得出来的。
Jesus' life proved that the word from God can also work in the world.
因为正是因为耶稣基督在这个世界上，他也是个有血有肉的人。
Because Jesus is 100% human.
他在这个世界上行走过，也在这个世界上生活过。
He lived and walked on this earth.
所以我们完全可以借着他来相交的。
So we can abide in God through Jesus.
所以约翰的写作非常有特点的。
John's writing has is very classic.
他非常善于运用这种简单的重复。
Using repetition.
所以我们看到第一节讲到说，所听见所看见的。
Verse 1, heard and seen.
讲到说亲眼看过亲手摸过、
handled with our hands
那么第三节又讲到我们将所看见所听见的传给你们
we passed, what we heard and what we've seen
他在讲什么他说这个东西是真实的是我们亲眼看过我们跟他一起生活所见证的东西
he's talking about he is real and we've seen him we've interact with him
约翰写这个书信的时候年纪已经非常大了、啊、
John was elderly when he wrote this letter.
那几乎跟他同辈的人全部都去世。
Most of the apostles have passed away.
所以呢，教会啊，对使徒约翰非常尊敬。
So, the church respected him.
因为所有做见过耶稣的人已经所剩无几了哈、啊。
Because most of the eyewitness of Jesus has passed away.
那么十二个使徒只剩下他的一个了。
He's the last apostle alive.
所以他的见证，他讲的话，教会怎么样，都非常的注重的哈。
So his words carried a lot of weight.
所以这个见证人的话呀，是非常有分量的。
The eyewitness, their words are very weighted.
我不知道大家有没有看过那个电影叫《泰坦尼克号》哈。
Have you watched the movie Titanic?
当时他们把那个在泰坦尼克号还在活着的这个女主角罗斯接到船上的时候哈
When the save Rose to the boat,
那个年轻人就给他讲说当时这个船是怎么样沉的，讲的天花乱坠的哈
And the young guy was telling her how the ship sank.
那个罗斯呢？他是经历过这个事情的见证人哈。
And Rose is the survivor.
他就很不高兴哈。
So she was upset.
他说我经历过那个事情，那个事情可不是像你说的这样轻巧，那是一场多么样的惨痛的一个灾难哈。
She said I experienced that. I had all that sorrow, sad experience.
所以见证人的感受跟后来的人再去看，那是完全不一样的。
So for the eyewitness and for bystanders, it's a very different thing.
所以约翰是亲自见证过的人。
John is the eyewitness.
他说这个生命之道在耶稣的身上活出来。
The word of life manifested in Jesus.
同样在我们基督徒的身上也是可以活出来的。
So that we could live this life as well.
所以基督徒可以与上帝相交。
So Christians can abide in God.
我们也可以彼此相交。
And we can fellowship with one another.
这两个是相辅相成的。
Those are complement to each other.
因为这两个相交呢，缺一个不可。
Indispensable.
我不能说我跟上帝的关系很好。
You can't say I have good relationship with God.
然后我跟我周围所有的人关系都不好。
But my interpersonal relationship is a mess.
到家里的话跟家里人关系不好，到工作地方跟工作人关系不好。
You have tension with your family and your colleagues.
所以这两个会互相的影响啊。
So it affects each other.
所以呢，我们基督徒相交的话，有两个因素是非常重要哈。
There are two important elements in Christian fellowships.
那就是说我们彼此之间呢，既是朋友又是伙伴哈。
We are friends and also partners.
因为基督徒彼此交通的时候，如果我没有缺乏属灵的因素的话， 我们就跟那个社交俱乐部差不多了哈。
So it will be a if we don't have a spiritual element in our fellowship, it will be a social club.
但是如果我们之间没有彼此关怀的话，我们就好像那个大家凑在一起做生意的人差不多哈。
It will be like a business. If we don't have this caring and loving heart toward one another.
所以我们这两个层次都不可以缺少的哈。
So those two are goes together.
就是。彼此的关怀又要有怎么样？要有属灵上的追求。
So we care for one another, and we have spiritual elements as well.
所以团契的生活很重要啊。
The Christian fellowship is important.
如果我们只是参加主日崇拜，然后信徒之间没有这种团契的生活啊。
If Christians only go to Sunday worship without fellowship among believers,
那么我们。成长的动力哈就明显的会减弱哈。
You're going to be less motivated to grow.
不但我们自己容易跌倒哈。
We're likely to stumble.
而且我们也可能会绊倒其他的人。
Or stumble others.
那我们特别感谢主，我们在过去这两年教会小组有长足的长进哈。
We thank the Lord that our small group ministry has been growing.
那我们成立小组两年来，我们去年呢，我们参加小组的人数。都超过了我们主日崇拜的人数。
Last year, actually, more people participated in small groups than those who come for Sunday service.
我们也希望说，那在新的一年，我们有可能的话，有推出新的啊新的这个小组。
And we hope we can come up with more new group.
因为我们看到弟兄姐妹在小组里面彼此帮助、互相成长所带来的美好的见证。
We've seen the beautiful fellowship.In the groups.
不过有人都会有疑问的哈。
You may have this question.
说我一定需要参加团契的生活吗？
Why do I have to have a fellowship?
还是佛教比较方便哈。
So it's more convenient for Buddhism.
你在家去练就可以，没人管你的哈。
You can just access it at home.
但是好像我们基督教一定要参加这样的训练哈。
But Christians have to go through this training.
那有人说啊，我呀可以直通上帝的哈。
Some may say I have direct access to God.
我在家直接跟神祷告就可以了。
I can just pray to Him.
但是一个良好的信仰生活，一个跟上帝良好的关系，我想这是离不开跟弟兄姐妹的团契生活的。
But the fellowship with other Christians is important to have a close relationship with God.
因为这种彼此的帮助跟扶持啊。会帮助我们克服很多我们没有办法克服的困难。
It's going to help us to overcome the challenges.
因为这条属灵的道路实际上是蛮危险的。
The spiritual journey is actually full of dangers.
因为中间可能有很多的陷阱。
There are many traps.
不小心的话，我们就会被绊倒的哈。
Or we can be easily stumbled.
那么。以前有一个青少年的牧师哈
，There was a youth pastor.
在有一次他带领教会的年轻人一起做活动的时候，他把他的电脑哈放在那里要播放一个给大家看的东西哈。
And he used his laptop to during an a church activity.
所以不晓得怎么样，他那个电脑突然间一碰，砰，出现了那些个。黄色的东西哈。
But somehow accidentally showed the pornography websites.
那别人都吓了一跳，以为说谁是把这个牧师的电脑搞的鬼啊，动的手脚的呀。
So people thought maybe someone hacked into his laptop.
那么这个事情只是个偶然的事情，把它曝光了哈。
And that was accidental.
实际上。这是他本身的一个软弱的地方。
But that's actually one of his weaknesses.
只不过没有人知道而已。
But nobody knows.
所以这就是当我们生活中有很多的秘密的话哈。
When we have lots of secrets.
那这些秘密是不可以跟人讲的。
That we can't share with others.
尤其不能告诉牧师的哈。
Especially not the pastor.
因为这些东西啊就会在我们身上成为把柄。
And these will become handles that the enemy will use against us.
Yeah. 所以这个就是 我们在生命的过程当中啊，我们真的是要特别注意到这些地方啊。
So we need to pay extra attention to these areas.
所以讲到说相交，我们现在讲了半天哈，讲了我们的好处，一个是什么？一个可以跟上帝相交，一个是弟兄姐妹可以彼此的相交。
So to have fellowship with God and with other Christians.
那到底什么是相交啊？
But what is exactly fellowship?
那我们看这个经文里第三节讲到相交提到过两次哈。
Fellowship appeared twice.
一个说是你们与我们相交，这是指的基督徒之间的相交。
You have fellowship with us.
然后后面又讲到我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交，这是讲到我们与神的相交。
And then we have fellowship with God and Christ.
那么相交的定义，其实相交就是一种团契啊，这个词。
Abide in or fellowship.
那么它呢，就是说你放置个人的兴趣跟爱好。
Is to put aside your personal interests or hobbies.
为了一个共同的目标啊。
And for a common shared goal.
我们来加入一个团体。
And we're going to join a group.
这个共同的目标就是要在我们的周围来见证耶稣基督的。
This common goal is to manifest the life of Christ.
所以当我们这种团契跟弟兄姐妹之间彼此的这种相交，彼此的关心帮助真正发挥作用的时候，
So when this fellowship with other believers really work well,
那么就会成为我们在属灵进步上的一个推动力。
It's going to become an advancing force for us to grow spiritually.
就好比你要锻炼身体一样啊。
It's like if you're going to work out.
每年的元旦大家都有什么新年志向啊。
It might be one of your New Year's resolution.
每年大家的新年志向里都有肯定有一条什么，我今年要锻炼身体。
To work out.
大概出不了元月就完蛋了。
You're gonna forget about it before January ends.
其实最好锻炼身体的话，你就找一个伴嘛哈。
The best way is to find a gym buddy.
哎，你是邻居也好，朋友也好哈。
Your neighbor or a friend.
那两个人约好了，哎，这样的话就会发现你。失败的几率就小很多了。
So that you guys hold each other accountable.
有的时候你会比较懒，哎呀，今天很累了，算了吧，我不要去锻炼了。
And you might lack motivation, say, forget it, I'm gonna skip.
你的伙伴就发短信、打电话告诉你，哎，我们今天去吧，哎，勉强不得不去，去吧。去了之后，你发现做完了也挺开心的哈。
And then you have this partner to drag you there so that you can do it.
所以这就是达到了目的哈。
And that's the goal.
所以有一个伙伴就会激励你让继续下去。
You motivate each other.
所以在教会啊，你要想一个人做所有人的朋友是不太容易的哈。
It's going to be challenging if you want to be friend with everyone in church.
即使我们教会不是很大，你要想认识所有的人，熟悉所有的人啊，这个也是不太容易的事情哈。
Even in a small church like ours.
但是在这种比较小的小组团体里面，我们就比较容易建立起这种关系啊。
But it's easier to have closer relationship in a small group.
我们可以跟大家去分享我们的需要。
So that we can share our needs.
那么彼此的帮助，就像我们玛丽莎姐妹生病，那他们的小组就非常可以去关心她啊。
Like when our sister Melissa is sick, her group offer a lot to her.
我想，在这个现今的时代啊，这个对我们来说是一个很大的祝福。
I think this is a great blessing for us.
为什么我们一定要参加这种团契生活呢？
And why do we have to join the fellowship?
所以有一个道理啊，有些人还不太明白的啊。
It works this way.
因为在这个世界上啊，我们是以家庭为单元来组成的一个社会。
In the society, the basic unit is family.
因为你所有最重要的关系都是你的家庭。
All the important relationship is in your family.
所以你出生在家庭，你成长在家庭。
You're born, you grow.
所以你所有支持你、关心你的人，首先都是在你的家庭里。
And they are your support.
但是你要知道，将来在上帝的国度里面是没有家庭的。
But you know, in the future in heaven, there is no family.
因为耶稣已经说过了，那个时候人怎么样，既不娶也不嫁。
Because Jesus said people won't marry.
人是生活在团体里面的，
People live in groups.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们现在要想得到将来在天的福气怎么样，我们就要真正的享受这种团体的生活。
So we're going to exercise for the eternity in the future.
所以现今天路有伴，我们来日怎么样，共进共荣。
So we have friends and partners here in the journey on earth, and we're going to advance and prosper together in heaven.
所以这一段经文呢，阐述了整个约翰福音所要讲的一个中心的内容。
So this passage gives the key of the whole book.
基督徒怎么样彼此的相交
？How does Christian fellowship?
我们相交的基础是在耶稣基督的身上。
And the foundation is Jesus Christ.
因为他是神。
He is God.
所以我们借着他可以与神来相交。
Through Jesus, we can fellowship with God.
同时他又是人。
He is human.
他也告诉我们说，他的生命之道可以在我们的身上发动。
And the word of life could be manifested through us.
所以基督徒之间可以彼此的相交。
So Christians could fellowship.
所以这就是耶稣基督所为我们成就的美好。
This is what Jesus Christ accomplished for us.
所以基督徒啊，相交既是朋友，我们又是伙伴。
And so Christians, we are fellow friends and partners.
那么是朋友，我们就要彼此关心。
And we care for one another.
那既是伙伴，我们就要彼此的支持。
And we support each other.
那么又要在教会里面一起来服侍。
And we serve together.
所以这样，我们既有属灵的层次。也有生活的层次。
So we have the spiritual and also the life elements.
如果没有属灵的层次，就成了社交俱乐部。
Otherwise, we become a social club.
如果没有了这个关怀的层次呢，则成了什么？生意的合伙人了。
Or we become business partners.
这讲到以前呢，有一个女士啊，她要在圣诞节的前呢，要赶回家里去跟家人过圣诞节哈。
There was a lady who is going home on Christmas Eve.
她的名字叫 Linda.
Her name is Linda.
那 Linda 的话，她自己一个人开车，她要在这个短时间内要开很长的距离。
She needs to drive a long way home.
不过那天呢，就是天气不是很好。
And the weather was not, the condition was bad.
开始开车之后的天就开始下雪啊。
It's snowing.
那么所以他开到傍晚的时候他就没有办法开他不得不停下来了
and she was driving alone so she had to stop at the sunset
他计划呢在旅店住上一夜然后明天怎么样明天再继续赶路就明天最好能够到家里
so she stayed overnight at some point
过节嘛这是赶回家的心呢比较心切
rushing to home during Christmas.
所以他是很有雄心的，于是他进了旅馆，就跟那个他就 check in， 然后说你最好明天早上五点就把我叫起来哈。
So when she checked in the hotel, she said, "Wake me up5 a.m."
那么我就是明天要开一天的路，我争取就要赶到家里。
I have a all day road trip to go home.
不过那个负责的人看了看他，又。当时那个柜台的人说，五点钟就起床哈，他就要开车哈。
At the check-in, the staff questioned 5 a.m.
这个人就比较怀疑。
And the staff was skeptical.
因为他看到他开进来那辆车了，是个 Honda Civic.
Because he saw her car is Honda Civic.
就这个下大雪的天他要经过一个山路哈。
And it's heavily snowing and she has to go through across the mountain.
山路其中有一段呢是这个两山之间要建了是一个桥哈。
And there is a bridge that gap two mountains.
那个桥的话就大概只能单行的那种哈。
Only one car could pass at a time.
就也没有讲什么不过他当天就安顿好就睡觉了哈。
So she settled in.
不过第二天他一起早一起来哇不得了得这雪啊这一夜下的哎呀大的不得了。
So when she woke up in the morning, the snow is building up so heavily.
所以他到了这个旅馆的前厅你知道都有这个给提供早餐的对不对
So she went to the lobby for breakfast.
那一看都没有几个人在那里吃早餐哈。
And there was just a few people there.
哎，她碰到两个人是这种卡车司机的啊。
And she met two truck drivers.
于是他们就看见就这几个人，大家坐在一起吃吧，一边吃一边聊哈。
So the set around the same table.
所以那两个人就问她说：“你打算去哪里啊？你怎么走啊
？”And they asked her, "Where are you going?"
她说：“我准备就开过这个山，我就回家了。
Said, ”
然后他们就问她：“你开的什么车哈？”
Across the mountain, and they asked, "What kind of car do you have?"
是不是 four-wheel drive？
Is it a four four-wheel drive?
那她开的是什么 ？Honda Civic 哈。
She said Honda Civic.
所以那两个卡车司机就大笑说：“你开 Honda Civic 这个天气，你怎么能通过这个地方？”哈。
And the truck driver said, "There is no way you can get through there."
他没有经验嘛，啊。
And she, because they're experienced.
不过最后呢，这两个卡车司机商定说，这样子吧，我们两个人跟你一起走吧。
And then they said, "Let us to go with you."
说一个卡车司机呢，开在前面。
And one truck is in front of her.
另外一个卡车司机开在他的后面。
And the other is following her.
这样子，他就盯着卡车那前面那两个红的灯，很小啊。在那大风雪中，那变得非常非常小，就两个小红点而已。
So in the winter storm, all she needs to do is to staring at the tail light of the truck.
不过终于就是一步一步这样的平安的走过去了。
And they made it.
不过他开过去之后，他知道如果没有这两个卡车司机帮助他的话，哎呀，他真的不晓得这路上会是怎么样的结果。
But afterwards, she was like, She doesn't know what to do if she didn't met them.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们走属天的道路也是一样。
Same thing as we journey on this pilgrimage.
我们也会碰到一些不测风云的啊。
We're gonna run into unexpected things.
但是有这个属灵的团体，神所赐给我们。
But with this spiritual group God gave us.
我们彼此帮助，互相扶持。
We can help one another.
现今天路有伴哈。
We have these companions on this road.
来日我们可以共进共荣。
So that we can enjoy the heaven and the eternity.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢主的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
感谢你将教会赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your church.
使我们成为属灵的伴侣。
So that we become partners.
我们为我们的弟兄姐妹献上感谢。
We thank you for our brothers and sisters.
我们也恳求主，你赐恩典在我们当中。
We ask you to pour your blessings among us.
让我们在属灵的道路上，我们彼此带导，互相扶持。
So that we can carry one another in this journey.
我们共同走这条属天的道路。
So that we can hit the road together.
愿主，你祝福你的话语。
Bless your word.
也保守我们的心
guard our hearts.
无论在网上聚会和是在现场聚会的
whether here in person or on Zoom,
都愿我们同感异灵
may your Holy Spirit move among us.
愿我们的生命可以彰显出主耶稣基督的生命之道
may our life manifest the word of life.
我们这样祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
pray all this in your son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.